You say he jumped in the water and what across?
Swam.
And several children have?
Swim across.
Okay. And say if you don't know how to swim, you better not get in the water because you might
drown.
Okay. You say yesterday he
drowned.
And I wasn't there, so I didn't see him after he had
come up.
Or after he had
drowned.
Okay. And say a child puts her head on the ground and turns the
tumble sign.
Okay. And what does a baby do before it can walk?
Crawls.
And you'd say that would be a hard mountain to
climb.
But last year my neighbor
climbed it.
But I have never
climbed a mountain.
And you say she walked up to the altar and she what down?
Genuflect.
Or gets down on her knees.
You get down on your knees to pray?
She what down?
She knelt.
And if you were tired, you might say, I think I'll go over to the couch and
lie down.
And you say he was really sick. He couldn't even sit up. All morning he just, in bed? He just
stayed in bed.
Okay. And talking about something that you saw in your sleep, you'd say, this is what I
dreamt about.
And often when I go to sleep, I
dream.
But I usually can't remember what I have.
I dreamed about.
And you said, I dreamed I was falling, but just when I was about to hit the ground, I
awakened.
And if you bring your foot down heavy on the floor, you say you
stomp my foot.
And say you see someone leaving a party or something alone, you know, walking, and you have your car, you'd say,
Can I ride? Can I give you a lift?
Okay. You ever say, can I carry you home or take you home?
Yeah, take you home. Some of them does. Some people does.
To get something to come towards you, to take hold of it and
reach for it.
And
drag it.
Or
pull it.
Okay. And say if you had a sack of groceries and didn't have your car, you'd say you picked it up and
carried it home.
Okay. What if it's real heavy? You'd say you
lift
it. Uh-huh. Would you ever say you toted it or lugged it or packed it?
No.
Did you ever hear any of those? And you tell a child, that stove is very hot, so
don't touch it.
And if you needed a hammer, you'd
that's
ask
not
them,
what you,
something, I have contacts.
Oh, and they're bothering you?
Yeah. Well, I'll just
take it out, honey.
Yeah, that's the easiest. Now I see funny.
Well, put it back in, honey.
Well, I had to go rinse it off first. It's okay. If you needed a hammer, you'd ask somebody, go
in the shed and get it.
Okay.
Toolbox.
And you'd throw a ball and ask somebody to
catch it.
And I threw it and he
caught it.
And I've been fishing, but I haven't
caught a fish.
And a game that children play where one child would be it and other children hide.
Hide and fate.
Huh?
Hide and seek.
Okay. What do they call the tree that they can touch and be safe?
Oh, base.
Uh-huh. And in football, you run toward the
field, goal.
Okay. And say if we were planning to meet in town, I'd say, well, there's no need to hurry. If I get there first, I'll
wait for you.
And if you were about to punish a child, he might ask you not to punish him. Just give me one more
spanking.
Or I won't do it again if you give me another
spanking.
Okay. Or say if you're about to fire someone who's working for you because he did something wrong, he'd say, don't fire me, give me one more
chance.
Okay. And someone always catches on to a joke and always sees the funny side in things. You say he has a good sense of
humor.
And you say he didn't know what was going on, but he knew it all. He
thought he knew it all.
Or you mean he pretended.
Pretended, yeah. Uh-huh.